More than 500 people from Washington State registered to run yesterday's Boston Marathon. Jeff Poppy of Bellevue ran past the site of a bomb blast just a few seconds before the explosion. His wife, Anita Poppy, was in the crowd a few feet away from that deadly blast. The couple told KUOW's John Ryan about their very close call.
I was about 50 to 100 feet from the finish line and was waiting there for my husband to come through.
And I was looking for her. Actually, I was looking for a sign that she had made that said, "Go, Jeff, go."
And my husband came through at about four hours and 9 minutes.
4:09, probably very close to the last person, if not the last, to get a recorded time today, because literally like a second after I crossed the line, there was this huge noise, a huge cloud of white smoke, and it seemed like some debris flying up in the air as well. I had just passed that point probably 10 seconds earlier.
The explosion, the center of it was about 15 feet behind me. It was the loudest noise I've ever heard. Just a deafening explosion, and everybody screaming behind me in the billowing smoke. But we didn't turn around and look for too long because everybody wanted to get away. All I could think was, this is a terrorist attack, and we're all going to die. And then maybe 5 or 7 seconds after the first blast, the second bomb went off, and that was even closer to us. As we were running, it felt like the bombs were following us. People said, "Run faster, run faster." There was kind of a stampede-like attitude. So we all grabbed on to each other, their arms and shoulders and clothing, just kind of all holding each other and running.
The officials descended immediately, and they said, "Keep running." They just wanted everybody to get out of the area. So I ran further east. The whole time I'm running from the finish line, I just thought, what if I lost my wife because she was supporting me?
As I was running with these people, I saw my husband, and he was just standing there kind of in shock, looking around, almost like he didn't know what was going on, and I screamed his name, but I couldn't get his attention.
Then the fellow tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Your wife's over there."
And he practically fell over.
I think I said, "I'm so glad to see you. I thought I lost you."
I was probably a second or two away from possibly being injured or losing my life, as was my husband. We have a new appreciation for the moments ahead of us.
That story was produced by KUOW's John Ryan.